Thank you, Mr. President. Lesotho aligns itself with a statement delivered by Nigeria on behalf of the African group. My delegation wishes to take this opportunity to congratulate you, Ambassador Gobel, for your election to preside over this 21st meeting of the state parties to the AP Mine Ban Convention. My delegation has great trust in your presidency and skillful leadership. We would like to assure you of Lesotho's support throughout the proceedings of this meeting. Lesotho acceded to the Mine Ban Convention in 1998, and the convention entered into force for Lesotho on the 1st of June 1999. As a legal dualist whose international treaties are not self-executing, Lesotho implements the provisions of the convention through the Lesotho Internal Security Act of 1984, which prohibits any form of production or stockpiling of landmines. Further, worthy of note is that Lesotho also adheres to the obligations set out in the 1997 SADC Declaration, whose mandate is to ensure a Southern Africa free of anti-personnel mines, as well as to all the African Union strategies relating to the prohibition of anti-personnel mines. Mr. President, Lesotho views the Mine Ban Convention as a landmark treaty with profound significance in the international disarmament cause. In the past 25 years of its entry into force, the international community has been striving forward to achieve the noble objectives of the convention and those of the Oslo Action Plan. While progress made is remarkable, we are still faced with serious and complex challenges. There are still countries which continue to produce, stockpile, and transfer landmines, and consequently, hundreds and thousands of civilian populations continue to be adversely affected. New and emerging humanitarian challenges that are brought about by the defiance of the convention are on the rise. And this means that the convention is yet to be effectively and fully implemented. In this regard, my delegation strongly believes that a great deal of work still needs to be done if we are to achieve a total ban of anti-personnel mines. Lesotho reiterates its concern that the consequential impact of armed conflicts bring about the most challenging humanitarian crisis of all times. We share the view that the burden placed by anti-personnel mines and explosive remnants of war on individuals, communities, regions, and states remains high and unacceptable. Thus, we firmly regard the Mine Ban Convention as an indispensable international disarmament instrument which we could all draw inspiration from in order to rid the past and persistent challenges that continue to hinder the full enjoyment of the rights of civilian populations due to landmines. Indeed, there is need, now more than ever, to scale up efforts to ban anti-personnel mines and help our societies to live in peace and dignity. We further wish to register Lesotho's commitment to the universalization of the convention and to the full respect of the provisions of the convention in entirety. It is in this context that my delegation wishes to take this opportunity to appreciate the Implementation Support Unit for the support it continues to offer to states on the implementation and universalization of the convention, including through the sponsorship program of the convention. Mr. President, even though Lesotho is among countries that have not been affected by the devastating effects of landmines, we are pleased to report that Lesotho does not possess anti-personnel mines, neither does it use, buy, or manufacture them. We therefore appeal to all actors to refrain from the production, acquisition, stockpiling, and transfer of anti-personnel mines, and strongly condemn their use anywhere, anytime, by any actor, whether states or non-state actors. As a member of the international community and a state party to the convention, we remain committed to the total ban of the anti-personnel mines. Lesotho's commitment has been demonstrated by its active participation in the Oslo negotiations in 1997, that consequently led to the adoption of the very convention which forms the premise of our gathering this week. We'd like to conclude, Mr. President, by underscoring that the Mine Ban Convention still remains a vibrant and a living treaty that exerts moral, political, and legal demining obligations and duties to us all. It has saved thousands of lives and spared countless of children who are disproportionately impacted and are particularly high-risk group with regard to anti-personnel mines. It is therefore through the concerted efforts of the United Nations system, its international and national partners, international community, national ownership, and the participation of all people around the globe that we can remain that we can reclaim the convention and inject fresh impetus into it. I would like to reiterate Lesotho's commitment to working in cooperation with all stakeholders towards attaining a world that is free of landmines, where the cornerstones of humanity, solidarity, world peace, and mutual trust prevail. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished delegate of Lesotho for her statement. Next speaker on my list is Sweden. So please, Sweden, you have the floor. Malawi, another.